Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
So, you know, I think our morale is going to go through the roof. You know, and I think when you add me next to Jalen and Vanderesh, I think that's scary, man. Like, you got three athletic linebackers that can all hustle and play and get to the ball. Man, I'm adding. It was scary. Now it's a terrorist attack.
Welcome to the MIP, the Michael Irvin Podcast. Time for the MIP, the Michael Irvin Podcast.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Michael Irvin, man, and I just can't help myself. I know we already gave you the MIP for this week, the Mike Orbit Podcast, but after that round one last night, I gotta give you a little quick MIP report on round one because it was fun. That was insane. That was incredible. I called it the rebirth of football. Do you know the birth of football was right up the street in Canton, Ohio? I go there every year, and I know COVID didn't kill it all, but it put a pretty wet blanket over it all. We didn't have any crowd noise. We didn't have a real draft last year. It got rid of the combine. So all the things that we were used to, it took away. That's why I called yesterday the rebirth of football. And it's coming back bigger and better because they're going to have a whole lot of new money to make it bigger and better. They got a new contract deal coming up. They got all this deal with the gambling people coming up. It's money everywhere. And everybody was all back last night. I told them, dudes, let me tell y'all something. I told the NFL, when we got here in Cleveland, they had it all nicely set up. We're going to have all the people that are vaccinated in this area. And then we're going to have just a few people out there. They all have taken tests and everything. They ain't not vaccinated maybe, but we don't know if they're vaccinated. But we'll just have a few people out there. I said, are you crazy? You're not going to have a few people out there. You're not going to be able to control the people out there. This is Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland. I Cowboy fans, you know how much I love y'all, man. Y'all been great, especially been great to me. Because Cowboy fans have loved me through some crazy things and have always showed up and showed love. Now, they've gotten on me. But they won't let you get on me. Because no matter what, I belong to them. And I do, and I love them. But I got to give props to the Cleveland fans. The Cleveland Browns fans have been here through thick and thin. They got a team snatched from them in the middle of the night. And then they got a new team, and they just still show up like it's nothing. They've lost more than I don't know. And became a laughing stock, actually, with all the losing. But they never stopped filling up that stadium. They never stop rooting for their team. So I told these people in the NFL, do you think you're going to control this group? They just got here. They just got a team that started winning. And like one of the guys told me when I was working out yesterday right here in the hotel right here in Cleveland, he said, Michael, we don't even know what to do. I mean, we're going to go show up. We're going to start some drinking and have some fun. He says, we've never had the Browns pick this late in the draft. we're usually picking real early and getting it over with and moving on with the rest of the day. But now the Browns don't pick until late in this draft. I never thought about that. And it made me think about it. And it made me appreciate the love that they've given just that much more. And I'm telling you, they were everywhere last night. They were everywhere last night. And it just felt so good to be on that stage and see all of those people so crazy about football. And every time any other team in the AFC North was ready to draft, they made it known with those, boo, boo, hey, Pittsburgh, boo, Baltimore, boo, Cincinnati. It was funny, man. It was funny stuff. It was actually great stuff. I open it with, welcome back, NFL family. I know we all root for different teams, but we are an NFL family. I know COVID hit all of us, but as an NFL family, we were back together again. And it was just an insanely great moment. I wish all of you that were not there could have been there. And all of you that did not make it, trust me, make it to one of these drafts on the road somewhere in your lifetime. Because it's quite an experience to be there. Now let's get to what happened in the draft, because I find this very interesting. You know, as I went back and forth and everybody used to get on, and I've got no Rich Eisen myself because he's a big Jet fan. When they won that game, I said, you just lost Trevor Lawrence. Just lost Trevor Lawrence. And as this thing played out, and it used to hurt Rich, but as this thing played out and as I saw last night, and more I think about it and analyze and break it down, it played out perfectly. I think Trevor Lawrence, with Urban Meyer landing up in Jacksonville, it's the perfect fit. I just think when I look at it, Trevor Lawrence, I don't know if he would have done okay in New York. I mean, he's a laid back, kind of like Sunshine and Remember the Titans kind of dude, and I just don't know if that's going to fly in New York. You can't be in New York around those New Yorkers all laid back and pulling your hair back and tossing your hair back saying, you know, I don't feel any pressure. I don't feel like I got to prove anything to anybody. New Yorkers always trying to prove something to people. They would go crazy hearing you say that. I'm telling you. So him going to Jacksonville is perfect because that's the kind of city. It kind of reminds me of Clemson, to tell you the truth. And then Jacksonville getting ETN later in that round, I thought was brilliant. I've heard people comment and say, I don't think you could have gotten a good running back in the later round. It ain't just about getting a good running back. Don't be so daft with that. Daft. That's what I call that, daft. It's been daft. This man has to build a locker room. And if he can get stability at the top of his team with his quarterback like Trevor Lawrence, and a top running back like ETN, that permeates the locker room and buys into what he is putting out. The most important thing is you must have that locker room on your side. We must all be in lockstep in this locker room. And putting those two guys back together, those two guys that have won championships back together, putting them in Jacksonville, where a team that needs to know how to win championships, it was a brilliant move. So away with all you people who are only seeing the 180 talking about, and what I call the 180 is, well, you can get a running back in the later rounds. No, you're seeing the 180. You're only seeing half of it. You have to look at the 360. And Urban Meyer sees the 360. He doesn't just see, I could have gotten a running back in the later rounds. He sees this running back with this quarterback in that locker room, we can promote championships. I'm telling you, folks. I'm telling you, it was brilliant stuff. And I like what Jacksonville did. And I think Trevor Lawrence going to Jacksonville was perfect. Zach Wilson going to New York, I thought that was perfect. Zach has a fight about him. And I said this the other day. He has that Broadway Joe swag to him with a little Tom Brady, all-American, good boy looks. Whew. If this dude can win Super Bowl's in New York. I'm going to tell you something. He would be humongous, ginormous. All of those giant and enormous put together is called ginormous. That's exactly what he would be if he can win. And he has that look. He can own the world if he does that in New York. And the third pick at Trey Lance that everybody tripped on, I never fell for the old banana in the tailpipe trick. I never fell for it. Everybody talking about, well, you know, Kyle Shanahan doesn't want an athletic quarterback. I never bought that. Never bought that. You know, you want the most talented guy you can get at that position. That's what you want. And Trey Lance is a talented guy. Anytime somebody's telling you you got a guy that kind of reminds you of Patrick Mahomes, I don't care what you say, you take a chance on that guy. A great, great ceiling. And this, and get this, and now Kyle Shanahan gets him with no dust, no NFL dust on him. So Kyle Shanahan can groom him from the beginning. He doesn't have to shake off any NFL dust. He had to try to shake off the Belichick and Patriot way dust off Garoppolo. If he would have gotten Kirk Cousins, he would have had to shake off some of that Washington football team dust off him. But getting a kid fresh out of college coming in, you don't have to shake off any dust. You can just start teaching. And Trey Lance and with San Fran and Kyle Shanahan with that defense, that's a young, talented team that they got in San Francisco. I'm looking for them to do things for a long time. I'm gonna just clap at these quarterbacks right here. Chicago had to do what they did to move up. Give up that 2022 first-round draft pick, and you move up to that 11th spot, and you get Justin Fields. The people, those Chicago fans, went crazy at the draft when they did that because now they gave him something. Give me something else to eat on besides this Andy Dalton salary. That's all that was. That old Andy Dalton salary steak. Now you got you a real spice or Caesar salad or something like that. That kid, hey, somebody that can do something. Justin Fields can do something. Somebody that has some pedigree behind him and some talent behind him. And when he doesn't hit you with his hands, he can hurt you with his legs. If he doesn't hit you with his arm, he can hurt you with his legs. So that gives those guys something to look forward to. Now Andy Dalton can be what he is. You can be a stopgap guy. You can just stay here until this kid get ready. Give this kid what you have. Give him the knowledge you have because you know this is going to be our quarterback of the future. So I like that. And Mac Jones falling to the New England Patriots. And I won't say falling. Because he went about the right place he should have gone, and that's 15th to the New England Patriots. And it's so funny because everybody's putting up this picture of him without his shirt on that looks eerily similar to Tom Brady without his shirt on, you know. But here's a kicker. Mac Jones is a lot more athletic than Tom Brady. I mean, if he breaks out, and he can run. You saw him. You saw his stride coming down that draft corridor when he got drafted. He was walking fast. He was walking faster than Tom Brady can run just then. So he's more athletic than Tom Brady. And the New England Patriots will incorporate that. I always find this funny though, because the internet is undefeated. And everybody starts saying on the internet, Mac is Cam backwards. M-A-C, C-A-M, C-A-M, M-A-C. Those are crazy mugs on that internet, man. Where do y'all come up with this stuff? But when I heard it, I said, that's funny. That is funny, you know. It's just funny to see it. I can't wait to see how it all plays out. But I truly believe it all played out the right way last night, at least with those five quarterbacks. And it was so much more going on around this draft. Kyle Pitts being the first non-quarterback off the board, he wanted to be that. He became the highest drafted player out of the Philadelphia area. He wanted that, and he became the highest drafted tight end in the history of the game. He wanted to accomplish that. What a great draft round one was, and I'm looking forward to a great round two and three tonight, and we will bring that to you also. Now, let's talk about that star draft pick last night. And when I say star draft pick, you're talking about, oh, what do you mean star? This guy's not a bigger star than a quarterback. No, I'm talking about the draft pick that will wear the star on the side of his helmet. That's right, Michael Parsons. I will chat with that star draft pick next.
Coming now.
Okay, we got that joke.
Yes. You ain't even
my cowboy hat on.
Get this shit off my head. Bite shit on, boy. Hey, boy. Bite shit on, dog. It's going to be fun. But this joke here crazy, too. I love this joke right
What's
here.
Up, Big Mike?
Hey, boy. I'm going to put my cowboy hat on. All right. That's great, too. I got him fresh off the drive. Now I get you fresh off the plane, headed to the complex.
We here.
Like, who flew that with you?
Just me and the family.
The whole family coming. Can I just set it down?
Yeah, the whole fam's here.
So, hey, man, hey. Mike, everybody been checking out when I grabbed you right after the draft. Yeah, man, you went crazy. That was quite a moment, man. Let's just jump right into it.
Yo, I can tell, like, T.O. hit me up. It's all love here in Dallas.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. I'm glad to hear that, man. Oh, are you at the airport now?
No, we here at the facility. We at the star, baby.
Oh, already? Okay, give me a few quick few minutes. Let's do this right quick, then. So you get okay. to do your press conference with Rich and everybody. Hey, I call him.
Hey, man, I'm trying to meet with him right now. What you doing right now?
What's up? What's up, Miles? What's up, man?
How you doing, bro? You doing all right?
But hey, man,
business out now. You know what I mean?
Hey, boy, I was so happy. I mean, 5 minutes with him. I was so happy. I got to bring people to it. You know how that is, coach. You know how it is, man. Oh my God, man. Let's just play. Hey, this is what it is, Michael. Hey, and you got some of that Michael in you. Some of that Michael in Michael. And I love that, man. Hey, let me just jump right on this, man. Joining the MIP right now. Fresh off the draft last night. I called him as soon as he got drafted. And he and I yelled in the camera, Texas, here he comes. He's in Texas now. I called him fresh off the plane as soon as he got in Texas. Joining me, the first round draft pick for the Dallas Cowboys. Linebacker, Michael Parsons. Michael, come on, man. Talk to me, man. Talk to me about last night. What was it like being drafted by the Dallas Cowboys? You had on your blue and everything. Did you have any idea that you would end up in Dallas?
I didn't have an idea, but I had unbelievable amount of faith I was end up in Dallas. I spoke into existence since last year. I said I want to be a Cowboy. I said I want to start where I finished. And that's what I did, you know. And I'm grateful that the Dallas Cowboys picked me up with their first round pick. And, you know, I'm all in for Dallas. You know, it's time to go.
Mike, you know, I know you know a lot of people, man. And honestly, now, I'm going to say this. Things are different when you're a Cowboy. It's just what it is. All these other places are places, but the Cowboys are America's team, man. Tell me some of the calls you've gotten from some dudes or friends or peeps that you know when they saw that you are now officially a Dallas Cowboy. What did they say?
Oh, they said, that's unbelievable. They couldn't believe it. They said, they like, Sachi, I can't believe it. I'm like, you know, but like, this is where I wanted to be. I knew the expectations and the standard when you become a Cowboy. And I just want to reach them or surpass them. You feel me?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Cowboys last year, man, they got an offense. Some things happened on defense. They made some changes, but they've gone back to play the defense that they played well in previous years, man. But you're adding you to that defense. Tell me, what do you bring to a defense? For those people that didn't watch you at Penn State dominate a couple years ago, what is it that you bring to a defense?
I bring speed, versatility, physicality. I bring that dog and competitiveness. You know, I'm going to bring, you know, make everyone around me better. You know, I'm going to challenge everyone, push everyone. So, you know, I think our morale is going to go through the roof. You know, and I think when you add me next to Jalen and Vanderesh, I think that's scary, man. Like, you got three athletic linebackers that can all hustle and play and get to the ball. Man, I'm adding. It was scary. Now it's a terrorist attack.
Mike, let me tell you what I love, Michael. Let me tell you what I love that on your highest moment, man. And that tells me something. And Coach Wright, that's sitting next to you, he'll tell you the same thing I'm telling you right now. You on your highest moment right then, getting drafted. It was all your moment, your time. And you mentioned your boys. You mentioned Vanderesh. You mentioned Jalen Smith. You're like, no. We ready to rip it up, man. That kind of team mentality, that kind of mentality is what it takes to build a great defense and to build a great team. Where did that come from in you?
You know, I'm just real humble. You know I'm not the best one in the world. You know, I'm not going to act like I'm the best one, and I can't get better. But I know Vanderesh and Jalen are really good players, and they're going to help me make get better. And I'm in ways that I'm good at things, I'm going to help them get better. And I just know if we all help each other get better, then that's how we become a really good football team. You know, it don't start with one person. It don't start with two people. It starts with a group of people that's willing to help each other get better. And that's when we get a really good team. And that's the type of culture I want to bring in, winning culture that I'm trying to bring to the Cowboys. I don't want to be a standing guy, lone wolf. I want to be around the guys that want to win games and want to challenge and push each other, you know, raise the standard, raise the culture.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com. Today. That's Geico.com. I know as a team that the goal will be win as many games, get in the playoffs, and win championships. That's the goal. That's the goal as a team. And I'm playing there for Cowboys. That's the goal every year, the Dallas Cowboys. There's no, well, we're going to rebuild. No, we're revamping and we're moving forward trying to win the next championship. They got plenty of trophies in the cabinet already. I put a few in there myself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Few of those Super Bowl trophies in there myself. I know what the team goals are always as the Dallas Cowboys. Tell me some of your personal goals that you want to reach this year as a rookie. What do you want to accomplish this year as a rookie personally?
I want to be a rookie of the year. And you know, matter of fact, actually, we're not even going to do that. I want to become a starter. You know what I mean? We got to think about small, then think long-term. The long-term goal would be rookie of the year, you know, hopefully be an all-pro player. But, you know, my small goals and the short goals is always, you know, become a starter, you know, define my role in this defense, become a leader, become a captain. You know, those are just some of the small goals that I'm building for myself before we get to those long goals. Because, you know, one thing I realize is you speak everything existence, but you got to do all those little things to get there.
Yeah, and you do, Mike. You know, one of the things, man, and you remind you have that spirit. You remind me of me a little with that spirit that you have. When I got ready to interview you on the red carpet, it jumped all over me. You know, your personality and your spirit. You're like, hey, what's up, dog? I've been wanting to meet you, dog. What's up, dog? I say, hey, man, what's up, man? You know what I mean? It's engaging. It's contagious. It's energetic. It really is my spirit.
You know what it is? It's like, when you, like, I don't know if you like this, but when you don't know people, you probably quiet and you like you cool, like, you know, you're not gonna do too much. But when you know you got like you and me, it's like, ooh, like this is the type of people you wanna be around. So it's energetic. It's like, I wanna be around people like you. You know, I like to be around people that's successful and great and wanna become better, you know? So it's like, I've been wanting to meet you, you know.
I appreciate you saying that, man. I'm telling you, and Coach will tell you, man, that right there, especially when you're a defensive player, because defense is about hustle and let's get to this joker and break him. Let's all get to that joker and break him. When you're a defensive player with that mentality, man, you can do some great things, man. Michael, let me tell you something, man. One of the things, and I don't know how it is Penn State. I know we had it at Miami and they had it in Dallas. Every time I walked on the field when I got ready to play, I always looked up and looked at the names that were on the stadiums and the Ring of Honors, all the guys that have come before me. And I would always say to each one of them, I will not let you down today. When I stepped on that field, because they built the field, you know what I mean? I said, I will not let you down today. I will hold up to what you have built. Do you ever do things like that?
See, I didn't say that, but I said, I'm going to be there by the time I leave here today. You know, I'm going to be on that wall. I'm going to be on that Ring of Honor. See, mine was never, I'm not going to let you down. I'm going to be there right with you. Now, hold on. Watch this real quick. Yeah.
Watch you play. Watch you play, watch you do your thing, and in the end, you're going to be up on that wall with them. That's the mentality we need in Dallas, buddy. That's the mentality to add to Jalen, because I think Jalen's a beast too. I think Van Der Esch's a beast. To add to DeMarcus Lawrence, that young, all those young talented guys that we have on that defense, man. I think you'll take it over the top with that speed and that ability that you have to get to it. We talked about this the other night when you talked about some of the guys that you like in the league. You marred in your game after the why don't you tell me now so the people that didn't hear us talking can hear it now. Who in the league have you modeled? Did you model your game after when you were watching?
Devin Bush, Devin White, Tremaine Edmonds, Roquan Smith, all those guys who are high effort, big motor guys that's going to get to the football.
High effort, big motor guys that get to the football. And that last guy, the Devin White guy, he got to a Super Bowl. He has got to a Super Bowl, man. And do you see in the near future you helping this Dallas Cowboy team get back to that glory land of a Super Bowl?
I wouldn't want to be here if I didn't think that. You know, I literally said to my friend, I said, I want to go somewhere where we're a couple pieces away. So the teams, people was like, you know, not top 10, they obviously need top 10 help. I want to go somewhere I could be an additional piece to help somebody win a Super Bowl. You know, I think they got all the offensive weapons that's going to make me better. But, you know, I feel like I could add to this defense and, you know, we're going to get more pieces here and we're going to become a really good team.
Mike, I'm gonna tell you what I told C.D. Lane. When people were saying, oh, he fell to the Cowboys at 17. I said, man, you don't ever fall to the Cowboys. God places you there. They've always heard.
I said that too.
It's America's team. God, you know what I mean? God places you there, man. So what are you going to do with this special placement that God has given you on the Dallas Cowboys?
I'm going to take advantage of it. And I'm going to use it. You know what I mean? I'm going to use all my blessings that God gives me. I wouldn't be here if he didn't want me to. I'm here for a reason.
You are there for a reason, buddy. And he has you in the right place, man. I know Coach is right there. Tell Coach I'm sorry for taking the time, but I had to bring you to my audience just for a quick moment because they're so excited about having you, man. And we're looking forward to seeing you do your thing on the football field, man. Go ahead on, man. Hey, pan the camera towards Coach in the room. Pan that camera towards Coach. Sorry about that, buddy.
Hey, that's okay, bro. You know what I mean? You know what time it is. You know
but
what I
you
mean?
Know I love you, Coach. You know I love you. But you know those people ready to go crazy about Michael, Coach. And I know you're going to have them ready and right and ready to play, Coach. Get them ready, baby.
All right, bro. I'm good,
all right? All right, Coach. All right. Michael, go and get you in your meeting, man, and get your work done.
All right, Big Mike. I appreciate you for having me, man. Love you, man.
Much love, bro. I'll call you. I'll hit you back, man. Go on, man. Get your work done. All right.
Thanks for downloading the MIP. Check out new episodes of the Michael Irvin Podcast every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify.
What's better than courtside seats? Free sports on Pluto TV. Hey, sports fans, get all your sports free on Pluto TV. Pluto TV is your home for sports. Watch 24/7 channels of MLB, MLS, MMA, sports news and analysis, plus documentaries, TV shows, and movies, all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts, ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.